what a project-based voucher is a voucher that is tied specifically to a unit, a physical unit in a building. So that unit is supported by the voucher.
So that's different from Section 8, where the voucher goes with the family.
Yeah, so that in the generally the Section 8 voucher is a tenant-based voucher, where a family gets the voucher and they can search for a unit that they want to rent anywhere in the city. The project-based voucher is a same voucher, but it goes to support the actual unit of a physical building someplace. So that unit then, rent is set based upon what that voucher value is. So the person who rents that unit only pays 30% of their income. So that's how that is treated, and it is virtually the same as a public housing unit, but it's just supported by a voucher rather than a public housing rent subsidy.
Right, I see. So why is that? Why is the voucher used rather than just the direct sort of subsidy? What's the advantage of that?
It's a simpler form of subsidy given the changes that are going on at the federal level and the direction that the Department of Housing and Urban Development has taken in order to replace that housing. It's a much simpler way of subsidizing the unit than going through the normal public housing process. Mm-hmm. That's the simplest answer I can give you. Otherwise, we'd be here for a while to kind of get into the details.